But Mashen came to Beitza. Mashen came an egg that was born the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It's also to eat the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to eat it the second day. Even though an egg born on the first day Pesach, you're allowed to eat it the second day Pesach. But on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it's more strict, like he had the Gemara in Daf Hei and Daf Vav. Because Rosh Hashanah, the first takana was 2 days Vaday. So how could you say he could do medicine the second day of Rosh Hashanah? It's like a Vaday Kedushas Yom Tov. It should be also to do Refuah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Malaysia answered back, I know can Adoy Sirli. I go like Nadoy, I go like Ishita. The Yamrin Adoy says after Beitza, even Beitza is also Mutter. And the Loch is not like this. The Loch is that a Beitza is also the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and the Loch is you're not allowed to take medicine in the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Well, my Daitcha, so he's answering, Nadoy is answering back, my Daitcha, why do you want to say the second day of Rosh Hashanah should be Chomer, should be like a Vada Yomtiv? Because we have before on Dav Hei, that Dilmi Ma'avr Le'elu, maybe they'll make Elul an extra day, and they'll keep, in other words, the Eidim will come very late, and they'll make Taka the next day Rosh Hashanah, and they kept today Rosh Hashanah. So the case that they'll have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. He said over them, from the times of Ezra and onwards, never came out, Ella was an extra, was an Ibra, had an extra day to it. Ella was only 29 days, that's all. The 30th day was always Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it never came out to be a doubt about Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah, we keep 2 days as only a doubtful, a suffix. It's not like a vaday. Therefore, Nadoi holds that an egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat it the second day of Rosh Hashanah, like a regular 2 days Yom Tov of Pesach Sukkos. And therefore, he holds you're allowed to use medicine also the second day Yom Tov. Mashenga, we hold not like that. We hold Rosh Hashanah is more strict. The second day is like a vaday. But then the Mishnah said, you can't bake thick bread, only thin bread. Tana Rabbanan, Veshama Yermashami says, you can't bake nice thick bread on Pesach. So the Avimimir is a question of chametz. If it's too thick, it'll become chametz, that's why you can't do it on Pesach. Well, Beisilo Matirim, Beisilo says, no, even a thick matzah you could also make. Vekama Pasova, how thick could the matzah be to still be kosher to eat on Pesach? Omarafuna Tefach, Mamash, 4 inches wide. That's how big the matzah could be and still be kosher. So it came mitzinu b'lechem upon him. Every Shabbos they made lechem upon him. It was a tefach wide, and it had to be for matzah, not chametz. It couldn't be chametz. So you see, you can make a matzah a tefach thick, a nice challah that's not chametz thick. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yisrael, Lord Yisrael Kasher, don't bring me a raya from the shtei lechem. In Momruba's reason, it was said that they could do it in the base of Migdash to Kahanim to bake it that way. So fast, the nation doesn't become chametz. Yoimru b'shainas reason. You want to say any private person can make such a thick bread in his own house on Pesach? You have to be afraid. You're not so zorous. You're not so careful and fast like the Kanamah. In Marmur v'pasa mela by the shtei lechem, they worked on it a lot. They used to bang it a lot. That's why it didn't become chametz. Yoimru v'pasa mela. You want to say by your own private bread, the dough did that you don't bang it up so much. In Marmur v'eitzim yveshim, there in the Beis Midrash, the wood they use is very dried out wood. Therefore, the fire was very hot. Therefore, baked it up very well, didn't become chametz. Yoimu, you want to tell me, b'yetzim lachim, you could do a private house where your wood is not so hot, it's little bit wet, it's damp the wood, it doesn't give off such a good heat. In Marmru, Batana Chamev was set in the Beis Hamikdash that had a very hot tanner, was baking a lot there. Yoimu, Batana Sonim, you want to say now a private oven that are not as hot as a tanner from the Beis Hamikdash. In Marmru, Batana Shel Matchis, it was said about in the Beis Hamikdash, the oven was made for metal. That kept it very, very hot. Yoimu, you want to say, but Tanu Shacharis, a normal person's in his own house, his own oven is made out of earthly clay, that doesn't make it so hot. So you can't tell me from the fact they made the shtei lechem and they made the lechem upon him in the Beis Hamikdash. It wasn't chametz. Who didn't know? Everybody can make in his own house also such. It's not true. So Amr Rabbi Yirmi, this is like this. Amr Rabbi Yirmi Baraba. Sheilis es Rebbe Biyuchra. Yes, Rebbe privately. Omani, who is my Rebbe? Who is the chosher person? Rav. That my Passover, what does it mean, talking the Mishnah here, you can't take a Passover on Yom Tov? He meant to say Pras Merubah. It wasn't talking about how thick it is. Just mean you're not allowed to bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov. And Ika the army, some say, Rabbi Yimi Barabo, Amarav, that Sheila says, Rebbe, yes, Rebbe, the Yichud privately, Omani, who is this Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Yes, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, my Passover. What does it mean in the Mishnah, according to Veshama, you can't bake a thick bread on Yom Tov? It means pas merubah. It means a lot of bread. You can't bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov. If you have my carvel pas over, why is it called a thick bread? Mishum de fish of Elisha. You have a lot of dough. In order to bake a lot of bread means you have to use a lot of dough. Inami, another terrace says, Biasra, the high town on this town's place where he lived, pas merubah, a lot of bread, pas over carvel, was called a thick bread. So that's what our Mishnah means. You can't bake b'kitzah a lot of bread on Yom Tov. For the Gemara Michti. So what are you telling me now? What should be the yisur? How come you can't bake a lot of bread? Mishum the katara tircha, because you're working too much. It's a tircha, it's a bother. The light surface you don't need, like you don't need so much bread on Yom Tov. But since you don't need so much bread, don't bake it on Yom Tov. If so, Mayi Repesach, why is he talking about on Pesach here, Mashmas Chometz, Afilu B'Shah Yom Tov. It's not a din, it's Chometz, it's Halach and Nuchas Yom Tov. So why does it say Dafka Pesach for, even Sukkos and Shavuos should also be the same Halacha? That according to Beis Shammai, it's a tircha to bake a lot of bread. Now the Gemara Enoch and Naimi, you think it's true what you're saying. The Tana, the Yom Tov, the Pesach Koi. Now this Tana, when he said over this Halacha, I was talking about on Pesach. Therefore he said Pesach. But it's not Halacha and Pesach Dik Halacha Mishum Chometz, it's a loch in the Yom Tov Tikalocha. The Beis Shammai says it's too much tircha involved, too much bother in baking a lot of bread. Tani Nami Yachav, we learn like this also. Beis Shammai Yermim, Einoifin, Pasim, Ruba, Bibi Yom Tov. You're not allowed to bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov. It's too much tircha. Mestam, even if you need it. Oh, Beis Silo Matir, Beis Silo Matir, no, as much as you need for Yom Tov, even though it's a lot of bread, it's a lot of work, whatever you need for Yom Tov, Tanak Vitzmuta. Weiter. Afu Oimer, he also, Rabbi Gamliel also used to say, Shleisha Dvorim Lohokil. There were three things we used to do, Lekula, we used to be Mekul. Mechavdin Beis Hamitois. We used to clean the bedroom on a Yom Tov. Or Rashi says, Beis HaMesiv Yishoichlim Shom, in the place you used to eat. Shoyim Mesuvim Yishoichlim Agabi Amitis. You used to eat on lying down on beds. O Manich HaNesal Mugma B'Yom Tov. You're allowed to burn like spices in order to make it smell nice on Yom Tov, that's also Mutter. You can throw Lavona, the senses, on top of coals in order to make the smell come up. That's Mutter to do on Yom Tov. That's called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So according to Beis Hillel, this is Mutter. You're allowed to roast, like a Gedi, the whole kid, Makulis means like they did by Korban Pesach, roast the whole kid the way it is. Not to cut up in pieces, but roast the whole animal the way it is. The Chachomim say, no, nothing doing, it's awesome. Because the Baal looks like you're doing a Korban Pesach, that's awesome. Shrash v'chom ma'isri and b'shloshin, all three. V'chavid, you can't clean the house, mishum ash v'gumis. At that time, I was talking about the floors were dirt, and you're afraid maybe there are holes in the dirt, and when you're sweeping it, you're going to smooth out the holes, so this is a binyan. V'mugma, why can't you burn spices, mishum delav sara kol nefeshu. The Chom said it's not called shav l'chol nefesh. Not everybody needs to smell these spices. It's only some as mafunik that's very sensitive. V'mahay time asrin and lebek suvis. And the Gzeev will see in the Gemara, why not? You can't do it after Churban HaBayis, and not let it roast the whole meat on Pesach. It looks like you're doing Kachim Bachutz. Omer Rav Asi, Machloikis Legamer. The Machloikis now Mishnah, whether it's Mutter or not, is only to burn the spices in order to smell the odor. Avol HaReyach, Divrei Hakka Mutter. So Rashma's Machloikis Legamer means, Kishosh HaChomim, L'chom Tzeret Tzos L'Yosim Elo, Kishamnicho Kedei, Ligma Bakelim. Okay, you want to burn the spices in order that the smoke, the smell, should go into your clothing, to make the clothing smell nicely. That's when the Chum says Tosser. You want the smell to go into your clothing. It's not to make you smell nice, but to make the Kalim smell nice. That's when the Chum says Tosser. But if you only do it, almanas, the odor should come up that you should smell it, that's called Hanois Haguf. And that's called Eichon Nefesh, it's Daimot Eichon Nefesh, and everybody holds a smutter. That's what Rav Asi wants to say. So the Machlekes Nemishnah, was Chom said, Sos is only, when you're making these spices, the smell to come up, is only to make the clothing smell nice. Avol Areya, for the person himself to smell the odor, Divrei Hakol Smutter. Meis, we have a question you. The thing is, Ein Mechavdin Beis Hamitis. Our Mishnah says you can't sweep out the floor on Yom Yomtif. Vishal Beis Hamgamliya Mechavdin. They were Mekul, said you're allowed to. Omer Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik. A lot of times I went after the Gamliel, and they would not clean up the floor, sweep up the floor on Yom Tov. They would only sweep up the floor on Erev Yom Tov. You know what they did? Sadinim. And on the sweet, nice, cleaned up floor, they would spread out a nice sheet. And Lamacha, when it comes tomorrow on Yom Tov, when they have guests coming and they wanted the room to look nice, what they would do is then, they would just take away then the nice sheets on the floor. It came out, the house was beautiful. Me'elov by itself. But they held the besasa to sweep the floor on Yom Tov. Ormoloi, they said back to him, in Cain, if so, after Shabbos, mutl asas Cain. If that's what they did, it's not only mutl to do on Yom Tov, you could even do that on Shabbos also, to make the house look nice. you're not allowed to burn the spices on Yom Tov. V'shabesom gamliyom menichin. The other did burn the spices on Yom Tov. The Omer of Lezer Reb Tzadik. Tovim harbor a lot of times. Dichnas niyachal abel abesom gamliyom. A lot of times I went to visit over gamliyom. V'lohoyim menichin esam umar b'yom Tov. I did not see them really burning the spices on Yom Tov itself. Ela mavir nadas koye shabarzel. What they did was they had this pitcher-like made out of metal. U'ma'ashten oisim erev Yom Tov. On Erev Yom Tov, they would fill it up with the smoke, the odor of the scents. Ufaikikinikvayim, and they would clog up the holes of this vessel. Erev Yom Tov and Erev Yom Tov. In other words, the odor, the good spice, the smell was inside this metal kli. Lamacha on Yom Tov, kishorcha nechnasim, when their visitors came, poischinethnikvayim, they would open up the holes. Venimtsu abayis mezganamielov, and now the house would smell delicious. All the odor came out of this kli and made the house smell nice. In other words, I saw that they did not really burn the spices on Yom Tov itself, but he also held it was Osir. They just did it from Erev Yom Tov. Armulah said back to him, came, if that's true, after Shabbos Mutta, such a thing you could even do on Shabbos. After Shabbos Mutta, Lassus came. El Yitma, if you learn, Toch Yitma, this is the way you're supposed to learn. That Om Ravasi, in other words, we see clearly, the question is making Mugmar on Yom Tov itself. That the Man Yarm and the Mishnah says you're allowed to, we see the Machloikis is even in making it smell nice. That there's a tzad to say you're not allowed to burn the spices even to make the room smell nice. Not like Rav Asi wanted to say, that to make the room smell nice, that you should smell it for sure, it's mutter. It's only machlekes to make your clothing, your jacket smell nice. Here it's mashm, even to make the room smell nicely, he said they did not do it. So Mar says, Eliyit Machim, if you want, this is the way you should learn. Om Rav Asi, machlekes l'reich. Machlekes is to smell. Avol agamir. But to make your clothing smell good, osur. Everybody holds a saucer. Now, Iboilihu, ma'alashin. What about... Rashi says, Peiris boshim b'stam liknoi tam abushim. What if you have fruits and you want the smell of the spice to go into the fruits? Can you burn the spice in order to smell should go into the fruit? No, to go into the clothing, we said it's osur. What about into the fruits, into the food? Rav osur. It's also osur. Shmuel lama mutter. Shmuel says, here it's mutter. Hey, since you're making the food smell good, so that's b'chal eichel nefesh rei. It's not different to making your clothing. If you're only making the spices that the smell should go into your clothing, that's osur. Not called eichel nefesh. Go into your clothing is not such hanoyis aguf. That's awesome. But to make the smell go into fruit and then you can eat the fruit, there'll be a better, more geschmack. That's more dermot eichel nefesh. Rafuni ramarasa vafneshe mechaber. You're exhausted because before you're being mechaber, you're putting out the fire. When you put the food on top of these burning charcoals, or not the food, but when you put the spice on top of the charcoals, you're taking it out. So this malachim is awesome. Omer Rav Nachman, v'nei mamar, v'nei shemar, why don't you say better? You're burning the spices, you're not allowed to burn it. If you don't, it's not called eichel nefesh, it should be also. Omele, you answer back, chilosim mechaber, what happens when you put these spices, when you throw it down on the coals, first it puts out the coal a little bit. But soifim mechaber, at the end it makes it burn better. So that's why I said first mechaber, I didn't say mechaber. Omer Rav Yehuda, agave gechel esosish, no, to put a mamash on top of the coals, taka ritzosar, because you're taka putting out the fire. Agave cheres mutter. But we only have a cheres, you heated up the hot plate, and now the hot plate is hot, on that you're allowed to put the scents, because you're not really burning the scents. So that's mutataka. Mashenk, it's only yosu to put it on top of the coals, that's osu, mishum, kibuy, that's takerosu. If Rabba, Rabba says no. Rabba says, agabi cheres nami yosu. Even agabi cheres also it's osu. Mishum, the komer ledrecha. Because you're causing smell to go into a food. It's called like you're creating smell now. You're creating smell, that's awesome. Because when you want to put the scents like into the cheres, even into the earthly kli, you're making the smell go into the kli. It didn't have smell before. By creating something new, it looks like you're doing a new melacha. See, even on earthly kli, if it's hot and you want to put the scents into this kli, since the scents now is going to be like burnt up there, and it'll cause the kli itself to become smelly nice, that's doima to a melacha, and that's also to do on Yom Tov. Alright, we'll stop here tonight. You're holding up Chav Gimel. But last Gemara again was so. Last Gemara again, Iboilu. Last Gemara again, Iboilu Ma'aloshin. Are you allowed to Rashi's loshin means Peiris Boshin Vesomin Likloy Tam Aboisim? If you have fruits and you want to put the fruits over burning spices that the smell is coming up, and you want the smell to go into the fruit, is a mutter to do it on Yom Tov or not? So Rav Yirmiyah bar Rava or Amar Rav also. It's also, you're not allowed to do it. You're burning, you're being madir, it's also, it's not called Eichel Nefesh. But Shmuel Amar mutter, Shmuel says you're allowed to do it. What's the Svara? Rav Huner Amar also mefnei shemechabe. Because you're making a kibui. When you put the fruits on top of the burning coals, you're like putting out the fire. So you have no heter to do this malach. It's not called you're making Eichel Nefesh. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, if you want to say it's us already, why do you only say it's a mechabi putting out the fire? Name a mar, mefnei shemavir. Why don't you say you're also burning? You're like burning the spices, you're burning the food to get the smell to go into the food. Or Malay answered back, it's true, but chilosai mechabi v'seif emavir. At the beginning, the first thing that happens is you put out the fire. When you put the food on top of the burning coals, first you make part of the coals go out, and then it burns up more. So the first malach you're doing is kibui, taking out the fire, and he holds it's also, it's not called tzarech eichel nefesh. So Amar Rav Yehuda, agave gecheles osur. This is true if you're putting it on top of burning coals. Then there's, like Rashi said, dika mechabe umavir. Then you're first of all putting out the coals, and then later you make it burn better when the fruit's on top of it, it burns better. So that's why it's also to do on Yom Tov.